Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Heart Centered Life, the podcast arm of Heart Centered Programs. And this is Alex Robert Holmes with our theme song.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough. Need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Thanks, Alex. Alex Robert Holmes. Theme song, Heart-Centered Life. And yes, Heart-Centered Programs is all about putting heart back into your life and having purpose, passion, and play. My name's Ellen Contenti. I'm the founder and host. And you are listening to our 12-segment series about the bigger game. I'm a certified bigger game trainer and coach, and I'm leading two upcoming workshops. One is on April 25th and 26th. In Los Angeles. It's actually the Global Truth Center in North Hollywood, and you can register by going to globaltruthcenter.org. I'm also doing one in New York City on June 27th and 28th, and you can learn more about heart-centered programs, the bigger game, and register also at our website, heartcenteredprograms.com. So if you've been listening to this series, you know that it's based on Rick Tamlin's book, Play Your Bigger Game. And his philosophy is that life is all made up. And if it's all made up, why not make it one that you want to live? And so that's what the bigger game is all about, creating a life that you want to live. So last show, we learned about the investment square. And that is one of the squares on the bigger game board. There's 9 different squares, and we've been looking at the different squares in this series. And so today's segment is about allies. And as you play the bigger game, you realize that you need allies. Life isn't solitaire, right? We don't play solitaire, although maybe we do play the game of solitaire, but life itself isn't a solitary game. And we all need allies to stay in our games and to play at the top of our game, right? By definition, if we can play the game without allies, it's not really a bigger game. And that's why we looked at investment last show, because investment is all about investing in yourself and your bigger game so that you can stay invested, right? So we invest our time, our money, focused attention, commitment, invest in our health and our well-being. Right? So once we've made the investment, we need support, right, to be able to play our bigger game. So a bigger game requires us to enlist the help of friends, family, resources. Right? Sometimes allies can be folks. Right? We can use them as motivation and inspiration. And even people that throw obstacles and boulders on our path can be viewed as allies. So it's a lot of different ways of looking at who can support me. An ally is anyone or anything that will support your motivation and your passion to play your game. The hunger of know not that we looked at a few shows back can be a very powerful ally. if I see something in my world that I'm like, no, I don't want that, right? That is something that I'm against. That can become a very strong ally for you to play your bigger game. Now, in his book, Play Your Bigger Game, Rick Tamlin identifies your dream team, and it can be any number of things. So he says that your dream team can include anyone who can help you by cheering you on, offering expertise, encouragement, resources, and guidance. Your allies might include teachers, coaches, mentors, financial backers, coworkers, bosses, therapists, doctors, dentists, lawyers, accountants, and mechanics. Those who are served by your bigger game are your allies too. So count your customers, your clients, audience, target market, readers, listeners, and fans. Now, the obvious allies for most people are their parents, their siblings, and other loved ones. So you might find it helpful to create a list of people in your life. And next to each name, write what sort of ally you hope that person is or will become. So there's a lot of different people that will become your allies in playing your bigger game. So for myself personally, I mean, I can list all kinds of different people in my life that have become my allies in playing my bigger game right now. I mean, certainly, you know, my family, you know, my friends that have been very supportive of what I want to do and what I am currently doing, I count as huge allies. I can look at some of the people that have mentored me along my path. Rick Tamlin, for example, is a great mentor. Reverend James Mellon at the Global Truth Center, where I'm doing the April workshop, has been a great ally. So when you look at the people in your circle, in your world, obviously you want to start at the very center of your circle and look at the people around you, but then continue to expand outside of that circle. As Rick shows, that it can be customers, it could be coworkers, it could be people that service your car, your accountants, and so forth. So look out everywhere. Literally take a 360-degree view of your world to see who your allies are. Now, included in that world is nature. And Rick talks about in his book, and I 100% agree, about how nature can be so inspiring and can become our ally in playing our bigger game. And just think about, you know, what it feels like to be walking outside, you know, on a beautiful day, you know, in the woods, or, you know, taking a hike up in the mountains, going to the ocean and the beach. I am literally surrounded by beautiful nature. And whenever I go on a hike, I am truly inspired and awed by what is around me. And when I get out of, you know, my own head and out from underneath, I think, the daily pressures of life, I feel more inspired. And the more inspired I am, the more courage it gives me to take those bigger steps, to really to feed that hunger and to tap into what is my purpose, what is the bigger plan for me, so that I can take, you know, the bold steps that I want to take in my life. So nature is a big part of that. It rejuvenates our soul. It brings us back to who we are, why we're doing what we're doing. It literally becomes an ally that it supports you physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. Now, you can also look at people that are resistant to you playing your bigger game or resistant to your bigger game. You can look at them as allies because you can use them to your benefit. Tap into that resistance and let it energize you. Let it fire you up, right? Fire up your creativity. Fire up your confidence, right? People that say, no, you can't do that, are strong allies when you feel totally committed to playing your bigger game. Because there's some of us out there that would say, oh, yeah, who says I can't do that? And you want to go prove them wrong. Or it could be, right, They say I can't do it. Well, I think I can. I think this can be done. It's about shaking things up and making a change in the world. So naysayers are huge allies. And along the same lines of naysayers, you can look at others in the space that you're in or competitors in the game that you're playing as allies as well. I mean, look around your world. What would McDonald's be without Burger King? What would Hertz be without Avis? Home Depot without Lowe's, right? And I could go on and on. Competitors give us the opportunity to up our game. So look at people that are already doing what you want to do and look to them as an ally in really motivating you to do what they do, but do it even better, right? So what if you were to look at everyone and everything in your life, in your circle, good or bad, if you were to look at all of it as allies, right? They may all serve a purpose in you serving your purpose in playing your bigger game. So, who are your allies? Look around you today. Look around and see who can be my ally in playing my bigger game. And you will be surprised to find that the answer is going to be just about everyone. So are you ready? Are you ready to sustain yourself and your bigger game? That's going to be our next show on Monday, April 13th at 10 o'clock as we explore the next square on the bigger game board, which is sustainability. So how do you sustain yourself and the bigger game, right? How are you going to leave a legacy with your bigger game? So that's all next show. So if you want to learn more about the bigger game itself, take advantage of the early bird discounts on the workshops that are coming up. Please go to my website, heartcenteredprograms.com. You can also go to globaltruthcenter.org to register for the April event. And if you feel compelled to have a bigger game for your team, for your company, for your organization, drop me a line at Ellen@heartcenteredprograms.com so that we can put something together for your team. Until then, have a heart-filled day, a beautiful weekend, and look around you, find your allies, and I will talk to you all on Monday. And let's listen to Alex Robert Holmes as he brings us out with having a heart-centered day. Have a beautiful day, everyone, and I will talk to you all on Monday.
You're lost and you don't know where you should turn. Feel your happiness fading, causing you some concern. All the answers you're finding, they just don't seem right. Feel you're living in the darkness and you need some light. Well, put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, working too many hours, not making enough dough, need a new direction, don't know which way to go. All your worldly desires are at your hands. The key to living your dreams is to just understand. To put the heart back into your life. Don't let the world cause you so much strife. And listen to the words flowing from your heart, and your good will flow, and a brand new day is bound to start. With your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life. In your heart-centered life, live your heart-centered life.
Bye, everyone.